Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Today we're going to be talking about the best and the worst kinds of orders that you could use whenever you're looking to put on or take off a stock and options trade.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com.
Hello, I'm Christopher Yule, and welcome back to the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, where we give you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. I'm your host, Christopher Yule, voted one of the top 100 people in finance for 2019. And today, we're going to be talking about the best and the worst kinds of orders that you could use whenever you're looking to open or close a trade. So, we're going to go straight into the iPad on the Tastyworks platform, and we're going to be talking about the available options for whenever you're opening and closing trades. And I'm going to give you some of my my personal experience about what is a good and not such a good choice for whenever you're putting these on. So I've opened up Tastyworks, and I'm just looking at SPY here. And I'm going to go, and I'm going to, just for example, absolutely no kind of trade recommendation or anything, we're just looking at selling the 264 call. Whenever we look to put on this trade, it's going to give us the price of it down in the lower right-hand corner. You can see we could sell it today for $4.80 per share times 100 shares. That means we would actually take in $480 to our account for selling this this call here. Now, it defaults to a limit order on day, and it shows right there underneath the price, limit and day. What that means is a limit order is you as the seller or you as the buyer, whatever the case may be, you're setting that price, and you're not going to take a price that is worse than that. There's something called price improvement, where let's say we're looking to sell it for $4.80, but someone else is actually out there looking to buy it for $4.90. There's definitely a way, and has happened many times, I think with Tastyworks, I think they say that their price approved percentage is over 50%, where we would actually take in greater than $4.80, maybe $4.82, maybe $4.85. So that's what a limit order is. You've decided the price, and you're not going to take any less than what you have sold it for, and you're not going to pay any more than what you're looking to buy it for. Now, day, that's pretty self-explanatory. It means it's good for just today. Now, we have some options here that we can change, right? First thing we could look at is a good till canceled. That means that you're looking to get into this trade, and you don't care how long it takes to get in. It could be today, tomorrow, next week, 3 weeks from now, Halloween, who knows? But you have set that good till canceled order out there, and it's going to sit and it's going to work. And whenever it matches your price, it will fill it for you. Easy as that. Now, I definitely wouldn't put this on for an opening trade, but this is something I use for closing trades. I use it all the time. As soon as I put on a trade, I am looking to put on my profit target immediately afterward. By doing that, like the whole thing goes with 10-minute stock trading, right? I want to spend as little time as possible in my broker platform so I can go out and enjoy my life, right? I want to give you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter and hopefully trade within about 10 minutes a day. So as soon as I fill a trade, I'm immediately putting on my GTC order for 50% of max profit. So for example, if I have a credit spread that I've sold for a dollar, I'm immediately going to put on a closing trade, a GTC trade, for 50 cents. So that means as soon as it hits that price, it's going to exit. I don't have to do anything. I could be reading a book. I could be spending time with my family. I could be doing anything else in the world besides monitoring my trade. And that is definitely the way that I like to look at closing trades, for sure. Now, there's another option here for the time period. We have GTD, so good till date. So here, you can say, if I have not achieved this price target by, let's call it my birthday. My birthday is February 19th. If it hasn't achieved this price target by February 19th, then you know what? Cancel it. It's just not going to work out anymore. And, you know, that's not a trade that I've actually ever used, or an order that I've ever used. I could see it. I could see a use for it, but it's not something that I've used. But it may work well for something that you're looking to put on or looking to take off. Now, let's change this back to day for the time and force, and then let's change the order type from limit to market. Now, remember, limit, you're choosing what it's going to be. Market, it is the Wild West. You see, right away, we've taken the ability to set our price away. And I would not recommend market under any circumstance. I have been there, and I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, market order, that means I get filled right away. And it's true. You will get filled right away at whatever price can be filled at. It is potentially the worst decision you'll ever make trading. I have a great example of this. So I used to trade earnings, and I don't trade those anymore. They're entirely too risky for me, way too volatile, and it's not conducive to my trading style. But it could be for yours. But the point is, I had a limit order on a trade I was trying to close on an earnings trade. And it looked like it was ready to go, have some profits, and everything was looking great. Let's use round numbers here. Let's say I was trying to close it for 50 cents, and I put it on for a dollar. Well, I wasn't getting filled at 50 cents. So I was putting it 51, 52, 53, 54. Still, nothing's happening. There's a lot of illiquidity. Maybe things weren't moving in the direction that I wanted to, and I kept bumping it up, and I was like, geez, am I ever going to get filled? I have to get out of this as fast as I can before it goes in the money, and then my trade's a losing trade. So, and I'm not joking when I say this, I changed it to market, I hit go, this was on a different platform. The next thing I know, I had lost more max loss on the trade. And I'm not kidding. It went from like, I think it was a 250 wide spread. I lost like $312. And I was like, what just happened? How is this possible? But you know what happened is that they went and found a buyer and a seller for the spreads on these. And whenever they did, they weren't great prices. And the bid-ask spreads were really wide. So they weren't hitting midpoints. They were hitting probably as far as they could adversely against me. And it turned out to be like a huge, huge loss that I had not anticipated when I saw profits. I could have had a $50 profit that turned into a like $300 loss just all of a sudden by clicking market order. Now, if you're looking at something that's super liquid, like SPY, for example, you can see that the bid-ask spreads on these are really tight, just a few pennies apart. That shouldn't be such an issue. But if you're looking at something like Amazon, or Netflix, or a big stock like that, that has a really wide big ask spread. I didn't say big ask spread. I said big ask spread, just so we're clear here. Anything that has a big ask spread, it's possible you could get very unfavorable fills, and all you've done was change your order type from market or from limit to market, and it's definitely not anything that I'd be looking to do. Now, that works for both opening and closing trades. You could put one on at market and you can take one off at market. But either way, the best strategy that I have found is using limit orders. And if you're looking to open a trade, using the day function. If you're looking to close a trade, use the GTC function. That way, you are in charge of how much money you could make. And you're also in charge of when it's going to happen. It's either going to happen today or it's going to happen when the option prices are more in your favor. And then you don't have to worry about it. You can be out enjoying life and your orders get filled. And I'll tell you what, using Tastyworks on their app, it sends a little notification whenever you get filled. That I can't think of something more enjoyable than my phone vibrating, pulling it out and saying, oh, you closed your order for 50% of max profit. Looking at your phone. Hey, I just made some money. I didn't have to do anything. That's pretty great. I love that. So, hey, if you're looking to open a new account, please be sure to use the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, at Tastyworks. Tastyworks is free. Their commissions are only $1 per leg total. And it's the platform I use, obviously. I talk about it all the time. And it's the one that I recommend. So please be sure to open a new account there. It's free, free to open. Make sure you fund your account so you can start trading. And use the code 10MINUTE, 10MINUTE. And when you do, let me know. Reach out to me, contact at 10MinuteStockTrader.com. And I'll send you over $150 in free 10-Minute Trader exclusive bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. So it's a win-win for you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast on the best and the worst types of option trade orders here. So that wraps up everything I wanted to cover on today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Please be sure to come back tomorrow for more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Make sure whatever platform you're using to subscribe and, leave me a rating if you don't mind. 5 stars would be great. make sure you head on over to 10MinuteStockTrader.com and download the 1-Minute Options Trading Quick Start Guide. It never will be outdated, and it applies to every single options trade that's ever made, so it'd be really useful for you. And then while you're there, check out the free portfolio page. That'll show you everything I've traded over the last year. And since you're on the website, why don't you check out the free trading course? And I put that together to help you trade faster and trade smarter with all the tools, tips, and tricks that I use in my own portfolio. And if you haven't set up your Tastyworks account yet, please be sure to do so. Head over to tastyworks.com and use the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, for over $150 in free exclusive bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. And thank you so much for listening to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. It means the world to me that I can be a part of your day, and thanks for stopping by. Now that wraps up today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. I've been your host, Christopher Yule, and thanks for stopping by.
10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through his content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of transacting security trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice tailored to any particular client's situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealer. Stocks, options, futures options, and any instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment trading decisions and for evaluating the merits and risk associated with the use of any financial security and brokerage platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal.
And thanks for stopping by.